Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with those situations where a person is allowed to reveal some fault of another Muslim because of some greater benefit, either some benefit for himself or general benefit for the community. But the fundamental point to remember is, what is the niyat of the person that is relating the incident? If the niyat of this person, firstly, it must be a correct reason for him to relate and narrate to the correct person, the correct amount also of what he's saying. There's no need for any excess. And the correct reason, the correct amount of what he's mentioning, and to the correct person that he's mentioning to, if there's some greater reason, greater benefit, and that is allowed in Shariat, so then it will be permissible for him to relate some fault of another brother, with the hope that either it's going to be rectified, or some person may be saved from some type of zulam, or the community itself may be saved from any type of transgression. So when this situation arises, now it is permissible for a person to mention, maybe for the person that is in authority, that person who has some types of influence over this person that is causing that harm, who is doing that wrong, or that person that is harming himself also, he may be taking some drugs, for example, he may be drinking, he may be involved in some other type of sin. So to mention the right thing to the right person, even the right amount, without going into any excesses and mentioning his whole history and what he did this side and what he did there, all that is unnecessary. To the extent that is necessary for this person that is narrating and relating this fault of his brother, now he's doing it for a very good reason. Shariat allows for this. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, as we're going along, is bringing different ahadith to prove this. So today's hadith, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, قالت هند امرأة أبي سفيان للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أبا سفيان رجل شحيح وليس يعطيني ما يكفيني وولدي إلا ما أخذت منه وهو لا يعلم قال خذي ما يكفيك وولدك بالمعروف متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, said رضي الله تعالى عنهما, said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abu Sufyan is a miserly man. So she came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she complained that Abu Sufyan is a man that holds back a lot. In other words, he's not very easy in the way he spends. So now she is complaining about something that is harming her, where she's got a personal problem. And here again we mention that it is permissible to take it to some person of authority. She didn't take it to anybody on the street, any other person. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had the authority at that time. So the first thing she did was she came to the person of authority, and now she's complaining about her husband, Abu Sufyan. She says, Abu Sufyan is a miserly man. He does not give me sufficient for myself and my children until I take some of it without his knowledge. Without his knowledge, I have to take from his money. Otherwise, I don't have enough for myself and for the children also. So little we have that I have to take without his knowledge. So now she's presenting the case in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhaddithin are such that although there are many lessons that are learned from this hadith, but this part of the hadith that ties up with the chapter that they are bringing, so they will bring a hadith like this. So now this ties up with the chapter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't reprimand her and say, don't speak bad about another Muslim. He didn't reprimand her. He's keeping quiet about that, shows that there is validity for a person to mention something about another person where there is need. So anyway, she mentions this, that I take some wealth of his without his knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told her, خُذِي مَا يَكْفِيكِ وَوَلَدَكِ وَوَلَدَكِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that take a reasonable amount for yourself and your children. To take from his wealth a reasonable amount, it will be sufficient. يَكْفِيكِ, what will be sufficient for you and your children, take without his permission. The ulama explained, doesn't mean that any woman can just keep taking from the wealth of the husband like that. Where it is necessary, because it is a duty upon the husband to provide for the wife and children, the way it is to that extent where it is a necessity, then to take from the wealth of the husband is permissible. Or what is generally understood, a woman is allowed to take from the wealth of her husband. For example, if she takes for milk, for bread, for other household items, or something what is generally acceptable, one beggar came to the door and this woman gave some money, that is generally understood, then there is no harm. But now to take 5,000 or 10,000, just as an example, and now just gift it here and gift it there, now that won't be permissible, because that's not normally acceptable. What is normally acceptable will be acceptable, and what is not normally acceptable from the money of the husband, that won't be acceptable in Shariat. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed her an easy way out. Babu tahrim an-namimati wa hiya naqlu al-kalam bayn an-nas ala jihati al-ifsad. The chapter on the prohibition of slander, which is to carry tales between people in order to cause trouble. One is to carry a story between two people, and the niyat is islah. Islah means to join the two parties, to create some muhabbat amongst people. This is something that is liked in Islam, liked in Sharia. But you get another type of carrying stories between two people, and that is to cause fasad, that is to cause some corruption, that is to speak bad about one person to the next person. This is something that Sharia does not allow, and Sharia does not like at all. قال الله تعالى هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the faults of these type of people. He says, who searches for the faults of others. What is these people's fault? They actually search for other people's fault. هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ. And who excels in carrying tales. This namim is to carry tales, to carry tales from one person to another person to another person. As we go, we'll find out that how serious it is to carry tales. Even if a person just thinks innocently, no, I'm mentioning this, but the fact that he's carrying tales is something that is completely disliked in Sharia. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Rasulullah, Allah Pak is mentioning in the ayat of the Quran, that whenever a word leaves the mouth, whenever any word leaves the mouth, there is a guard ready by him. Guard meaning an angel that is ready to take note of what words are leaving a person's mouth. So he may be thinking, I'm just innocently telling one person, but the fact that it is something bad about somebody else, that is recorded also. Don't think that it's just gone and it's disappearing in the air. It has been recorded. One Hudhayfah radiallahu ta'ala anhu called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yadukhul jannata namam. Hazrat Hudhayfah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a slanderer will not enter Jannah. Imagine how serious it is. A person who slanders, a person who, one is ghibat, where a person just talks bad. Another is where a person carries tales. In Urdu they call it chughal kori. An imam, a person who carries tales. Now how bad this is. He just hears something here innocently, or a person is speaking to him, and by the way he had mentioned something to him in trust. He takes it and he tells other people. Sometimes he just gets a message on his phone, unverified. Even if it's verified also, but if it's something bad about something else, somebody else, and there's no benefit of it, why should we even forward it? Immediately delete it and keep our hearts and keep our minds clear. This was something Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged Sahaba. He himself would try and keep his heart very, very clear, keep his mind very clear. So therefore we should also try to keep this mind and this heart very clear. Why should we pollute it with all types of stories that come onto the phone of people mentioning to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a clean heart. Our niyat should be that the day we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this heart must be presented in a very clean, crystal clear manner also. The way to do it is to keep the mind and heart free from every type of tale. Here this hadith, just to finish off, a slanderer will not enter Jannah. What it means, that he will not get dukhuli awwali. He will not get the first entry into Jannah. In other words, he will have to go to Jahannam, get his sins cleared off, the general rule, and then he will be entered into Jannah. Who wants that route? We all want a straight route into Jannah. So the thing that we should be trying to do is we should try to save ourselves from these type of things. May Allah subhanallah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.